I wanted to talk about stress today. Stress isn't necessarily a bad thing. In fact, in its place and in proportion, stress is a really good thing. Stress can help us to be focused on something that is important to us. If I just make it personal, make it applicable to my life, I get stressed every time before I teach on Zoom. I am a little bit anxious. Will people be there? Have I got my materials ready? Can I fill the time well? Do I know my topic well enough? Even with tarot, where arguably I probably wouldn't need to prepare, the stress of wanting to perform well and wanting to do a good job means that I do prepare, means that I am always take that little bit of time to prepare. And then I think the adrenaline rush and the stress, it just energizes me and it helps me to do a really good job, hopefully, when I'm teaching online, teaching by Zoom. But the thing is, then when I finish teaching, I am able to release the stress. I often have a deep breath. I may make some notes. I might reflect on it. I go and have a cup of tea, relax with my kids, and the stress is released. So that is good stress. That is helpful stress. You might be stressed before a holiday, and it might make you check that you've got your passport before you go. If you hadn't checked your passport, you might turn up and not have it. So in those circumstances, stress is a really useful experience. The problem is, for most of us in our life, the stress is continual. We move from high stress to high stress to high stress, and we never actually get that chance to release it and let it go. We never feel that we get to a point where we can pause and let the stress go. And that's what leads us to overwhelm. It can lead to all sorts of physical issues, including headaches, stomach issues, insomnia, and it leads to this cycle where we're constantly on the go, or perhaps, depending on who you are, constantly trying to avoid thinking about it. It's just not healthy. So, how do we deal with this? If your life is genuinely really difficult right now, and I am aware that there are a lot of people for a lot of reasons that have got a lot of reasons to be stressed. How do you deal with it? I think the most important thing to do is to put little slots in the day. And we all have these natural slots, don't we? Maybe it's driving to pick your kids up from school. Maybe it's after lunch. Maybe it's when you have a shower. When you come home from work, maybe it's when you walk your dog. We all have these little points, and really try to focus on letting go of the stress in those points. So my example of doing a Zoom teaching is really simple. I have something to do. It makes me feel anxious. I get stressed. Gives me the energy to prepare. Then when I finish teaching, end of cycle. I can release and package it away. But our lives do not fit that model. So you have to, I think, to manage stress and to try and avoid overwhelm, we have to try and create these gaps. So I would just look at your day and just think to yourself, maybe do you have one or two points in the day that are fairly consistent? They may change, of course, on work days and non-work days. Fairly consistent, when you just say to yourselves, those are the times when I'm going to let my body know it is safe to let go of the stress. I think we've probably all heard of the concept, and I've definitely experienced it myself, of people that get ill when they go on holiday or when they take time off from work. And basically, that's the same principle, but in a very awkward situation where you're on holiday, you're somewhere safe, your body goes, oh, thank God for that. I can let go of this stress. And you've got a stomach upset, you've got a headache, you've got a migraine. I've even got to the point where I try and take a day off before holiday now so that I can really relax and let go of my tension so that when I'm on holiday, I can be active and enjoy my holiday. So to me, what we're thinking about here is I think of them as stress punctuation marks, points in the day where you say to your body, okay, I'm listening to you and I'm going to let that stress go. Because we hold our stress in three separate places. We hold our stress in our mind. We know that. We hold our stress emotionally. We know that. But when our mind is full and when our emotions aren't coping, we hold the stress in our body. And it's really easy to release stress from the body. But so many of us overlook it as a really good way to release stress. So how can you release stress from the body? I mean, you can shake it out. Imagine just shaking your fingers, just shaking your arms as if you're trying to sort of dry them after you've washed them. That's a great way. Having a hug. Maybe not a random stranger, but your partner, a child, a friend, a dog, a tree, even a cushion or a pillow. Hugging. It releases endorphins. Makes you feel better. Having a hug, just going for a walk, you know, just going for a 10-minute walk, perhaps listening to an audio book, something that's not stressful, some relaxing music, or just really feeling the rhythm as you walk, just trying to kind of sink into your body. If thoughts come into your mind, that's fine, just let them go again, but just walking in quite a meditative way. Even just having, and this is all I do sometimes, a nice hot cup of tea and just sitting comfortably and just being really mindful of the body and just allowing your shoulders to soften, just moving the back to be comfortable, just taking the time to maybe put your feet up and just consciously allowing the body to rest. These are so powerful ways to let your body know you're safe now. It's okay. Just take five. Just right now. Right now we're okay. We're just turning our phone off and we're just pausing. I'm just going to put some music on and I'm just going to be right in the moment right now. If you've got a podcast that you like, if you've got an audio book that you like, just tuning into your body. And just feeling where it's tense, feeling where it's stressed, and just breathing it out. Because we get used to our body being tense. We get used to our shoulders being pulled up. Be surprised at how often you hold that tension in your body and you just don't realize it. So it's about really coming into your body and allowing your body to relax. If yoga's your thing, Tai Chi, just 10 minutes of that, just allowing yourself, just these little punctuation marks. Maybe none of these would fit into your lifestyle. Maybe you've got a really busy life. Maybe you work in a public pace. Maybe you just don't feel secure in doing yoga or doing, you know, maybe you just, I know some days I just can't go for a walk. By the time I've done my paid work, done the lifts that I need to for the children, fed the children, spent time with them because that is always on my top priority, I just can't fit a walk in. Some days really are like that. So if I really genuinely have no spare time, if I really am with people all day and I can't find the time to relax and to let myself feel safe, then I come back to breath. I always come back to breath. I think sometimes I work in a caravan in my garden, and I've got quite a nice little bench around the back there where on a sunny day I tend to gather a few minutes before a client comes. And sometimes I think clients must think I'm absolutely bonkers because I am round there just taking deep breaths and sighing. You know what? A sigh is an amazing release. You're breathing with your whole body, feeling all that emotion, and then, oh, letting it go with a sound, letting your shoulders go. I've been caught doing it a couple of times, and I have to just say it's okay. I'm really pleased to see you. I'm not sighing because I'm expecting you to come. I am sighing to release my tension. And in my work, this is really important because often I'm working with clients that are in really difficult situations, and I need to be really focused and I need to be really attentive to their needs, but I can't carry their needs with me. And so between sessions, if all I have is 5 minutes, I will be outside that caravan and I will be deep breathing. And as I breathe in, I'm really allowing my whole body to move. And as I breathe out, I'm just allowing my whole body to relax and going with it. And that's something you can do in the car. That's something you can do at a desk. You don't need to make a sound. If it's inappropriate in your social circumstances, you don't need to add the sound. But stress in itself is a good thing. Stress in itself pushes us out of our comfort zone. Stress and excitement, they push us to do things. They help us to achieve tasks that if there was no stress, if there was no excitement, we probably wouldn't do. It is allowing ourselves to release the stress that is so important. And if we don't do that, if we never consciously let go of the stress, if we never let our mind, our body, and our emotional safe self say, right now, do you know what? I know it's a mad world, but for these 10 minutes, I'm safe. It's okay. There is nothing in my life right now that will not wait for 10 minutes. So I am just going to breathe, or I am going to laugh out loud at a sitcom that I love, or have a bloody good cry to some weepy songs, or hug my dog, or hug a tree. And I'm just going to pause and let my body know that it's safe right now. And this technique has got me through a lot of difficult times. Interesting that even when I was living in a domestic abuse situation, I still struggled to say those words, but it is true. Even when my situation actually wasn't safe, I could use this to feel safe for those moments and release some of the stress to get me through. And I try to use my morning time for this. I try to schedule in 20 minutes to just really feel safe. It's my quiet time. The kids aren't up, or the kids are looking after themselves. Nice coffee. I might do some tapping, emotional freedom technique. I might journal. I might deep breathe. And just as I'm in bed and I'm cocooned, letting myself know I am starting the day from a safe space. And if I look at my journal and track my mental health, when I let go of that habit, my mental health begins to drop and drop and drop. And the morning may not be the best time for you. Best time for you might be at lunchtime. Best time for you might be the evening. Ideally, on a good day, on a good week, I try and have 2 or 3 sort of specific slots. And then I try and have these micro moments between clients as I get into the car to pick the kids up, of just tuning into my body and allowing it to let go of the stress. So if life is really difficult for you right now, and I know it is so difficult for so many people, I'm really going to be trying to just share a little bit of what's going on for me. And I'm a speed reader. I love to read. I have so many books on my Kindle, which I love, and I flip between them and I just try and absorb the information. So as I'm researching stuff for me to try and process my CPTSD, I'll be trying to share some tips here as well. I'll share some tarot stuff, I'll share some shamanic stuff, but really the focus is going to be on overwhelm. Whether that's due to stress or grief or sadness or fear, whatever situation it is, I'm just going to be trying to share a few practical ideas and tools here so that you don't feel quite alone. Because feeling alone in our overwhelm is a really, really lonely space. So if life is difficult, you're not quite alone. I'm going to be sharing a podcast here twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And, you know, if you are one of those people that's really overwhelmed right now, I just hope that this can help a little bit on your journey.